So restorative justice gives victims of crime the opportunity to hold offenders to account, but also allows us as a criminal justice system to try and reduce reoffending. So under controlled circumstances, a victim may come face to face with the person who committed the crime against them and is able to ask them questions and try to understand why it is maybe that they were a victim of crime, seek an apology and talk it through a little bit more. So it's a very useful service to have, and it does have a measured impact on reoffending rates.
Yeah. And we've obviously had the launch this morning, and you were just explaining to me that this system has existed in the past, hasn't it? But not quite the way that you can obviously present it now. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so we've increased the amount of investment going into restorative justice in the county because I get money from the Ministry of Justice to do so. So we've actually increased the amount of money 5 times that we're spending on the service, which is a fantastic investment. And we've got experienced providers who are involved in delivering the service before, but also management from a company who have, from a community interest company who have done it nationally too. So we've got really good providers. We've got a lot of extra investment behind it, and I hope we can help a lot more people.
And there was a lot to kind of take from the launch that we just seen this morning. I think there's a lot of questions still surrounding it from people that maybe still don't know what it is. And the thing that kind of jumped out at me was the fact that you could have this at any point within the justice system. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so if you've been a victim of crime at any time and you want to try and understand why it is maybe you were the victim, or you haven't been able to get closure, or it's impacted upon you and you feel personally that this might help you, because it has to be victim-focused and victim-led, you can approach the service and they will try and facilitate something for you with the offender. And I think that's the really important part about it, that it's victim-led and victim-focused so that they are the ones who are in control.
And I was also reading the leaflet that you handed out, and it said that if it hasn't gone to sentencing yet, can you still have it? And there were sort of lots of FAQs and that on the sheet. So I wondered sort of what kind of happens if it hasn't already kind of gone to court, and if they could kind of speak to people before that stage.
Well, there's plenty of support available through services that I commission. If something hasn't gone to court, I commission Victim Support, the charity, to contact most victims of crime and see if they need any help or solutions with what's happened. Restorative justice is an extra part of that, where offenders have been convicted of a crime and they can try and understand the reasons for it. It's not a soft option. Offenders don't get any time off for this because they've taken part. But what it is a proven way of reducing reoffending, allowing victims accountability too.
Yeah, sure. And you said that there's sort of some not limits per se, but there are some caveats. So can you tell me a little bit about that as well?
Yes. So if you've been a victim of any crime or a victim of most crimes, we will look to make sure that the restorative solution is appropriate. So we would have serious concerns around some more serious crimes such as domestic abuse and sexual assault, and that would have to go through a lot of risk assessment. But if you've been a victim of most other crimes, this is an option that is available to you, and we'll do our best to try and facilitate it for you.
And you say that obviously it's a safe option, but I think lots of people probably think, oh my gosh, what if it gets quite volatile in that circumstance? What would you kind of say to people like that? How much security is there when they're in that room with that individual?
Well, everything is properly risk assessed to make sure that first and foremost, the safety of everybody in that room is paramount. So the provision would be looked at to make sure that everyone feels safe doing it. There'll be security in place if they felt it was absolutely necessary, but I suspect it probably wouldn't proceed if there was a risk to either the victim or those involved in the restorative solution. So I want to give that that assurance that we will make this absolutely safe as possible for you.
And people can pull out or opt in at any time, can't they?
Absolutely. You can opt in, and if you choose that, you maybe think that having considered it, it's not the option for you, that's absolutely fine as well. But we'll make sure that you get support from Victim Support, the charity I commission, or somebody else in order to help you with those experiences.
And can you tell me a little bit about the stats as well? Because I understand that they're quite high.
So reoffending rates are quite high, but they have come down in recent years. The evidence shows that amongst those who have been involved in a restorative solution, that reoffending rates are down to as low as 14% nationally, which is really good news. And that's one of the reasons why I was so keen to promote this, because we've shown that it works nationally.